Report, PA arrests Palestinians for endorsing Israel's annexation. By Deborah Danan on July 14, 2020. Tel Aviv, the Palestinian Authority has arrested several Palestinians who said they were in favor of Israel's plan to apply its laws to parts of the West Bank, the AFP Newswire reported Tuesday. In a broadcast aired in June on Israeli television, veteran Israeli Arab Affairs reporters Vyech Izgalai interviewed Palestinians on the street about their views on the matter. Many expressed hope that Israel would indeed apply sovereignty to the areas in which they lived. "I want an Israeli identity card," one Palestinian is heard saying. Another stated he didn't see Israelis as enemies, their government is the enemy. And a third said he chose Israel and wasn't afraid to speak out publicly. In another report by Breitbart News published around the same time, similar responses were heard. "I think it will be better to live under Israeli law. Anything is better than the Palestinian Authority, which just steals our money," I from the Northern West Bank told Breitbart News. Another said, "Ask me or any of my friends. We all prefer to be under Israel. Maybe we will have better jobs, more pay, anything is better than this." The Breitbart report originally contained identifying details including names and locations at the express permission of those interviewed who declared that they were not afraid to speak their mind. However, after Breitbart News learned that some of those interviewed by Vyech Izgalai had been arrested by the Palestinian police, it chose to redact identifying details. Tuesday's AFP report quoted Vyech Izgalai saying at least six Palestinians he interviewed had been arrested. "I was surprised to see that even though I've blurred the faces of all the people I filmed and distorted their voices, the authority has reached and arrested some of them. It's just amazing," he told AFP. Ramallah denied arresting anyone, the report said, but added corroborations from Palestinian sources, including one who said his relative had been held for several weeks by Palestinian police and was due to face a court soon after telling Vyech Izgalai that despite fear of being arrested, he was hopeful that Israel will give us citizenship. President Donald Trump's so-called vision for peace sees Israel annexing 30% of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley. It also delineates a demilitarized Palestinian state established on most of the West Bank with parts of eastern Jerusalem that are outside the Israeli security fence as its capital. PA officials have warned of a third Intifada, or violent uprising, should Israel annex. The Palestinian leadership also warned it would unilaterally declare a state based on the pre-1967 lines if Israel goes ahead with the plans.